Scores of people were killed in those bombings in Baghdad today, in what Iraqi officials say were coordinated attacks around the city. In a minute, historian Andrew Bacevich's reflections on this week's 10th anniversary of that war. But first, it's presumed those bombings were in response to that anniversary. The BBC's Jim Muir is in Baghdad. Jim, is that the thinking?
I think it's probably the assumption of most people, but I have to say that the Iraqis don't really mark these anniversaries. The generally accepted date for the change of regime here is in fact the overthrow of the statue of Saddam Hussein on the 9th of April. So that's when some Iraqis in the past have marked the occasion by staging a small demonstration. But in general, this has not been an anniversary over the years that has been marked by Iraqis because they've been plunged into chaos really since the invasion.
So the attacks are said to bear the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. What do you think the bombings mean today?
Well, I think they're part of an ongoing pattern of increasing violence. Al-Qaeda in Iraq, or the Islamic State in Iraq, which is its kind of umbrella group, has been stepping up its attacks in recent weeks and months, and they've said they want to try and regain the ground they lost after the American troop surge. And on Thursday, for example, there was a big attack on the Justice Ministry in the middle of town, 25 people killed there. And these kind of rashes, coordinated rashes of bomb explosions, are not unusual. This is an unusually large one, and it's the worst death toll since early last September, so more than 6 months. And it has raised fears that the violence is escalating. This is not a one-off occasion. It's something that is part of a pattern, and it does seem to be getting worse.
Well, we remind ourselves the U.S.-led invasion toppled the Sunni minority leadership. It brought Shias into leadership. How stable is the Shiite-led government, which now represents this Shia majority?
Very unstable indeed, and I think that's one of the worrying things, because the government is in total disarray. The Prime Minister, Mr. Maliki, who comes from the Dawa party within the Shiite majority community, has alienated the Kurds. They've pulled their ministers out of the central government and gone back to the north of the country, where they have an autonomous region. The bulk of the Sunni political community is also alienated, and many of the Shiite political groups are also not supporting the Prime Minister. So many of his critics and opponents are saying there can be no solution as long as he stays in place.
No, but on the other hand, we also hear of, you know, construction boom in Shia areas.
There is a bit of a construction boom in those parts of the country which are less affected and less contested, in parts of the south, Basra and so on. But in general, the level of reconstruction after all the years of destruction is much, much lower than would have been the case had the security situation been good and had the government been pulling together in an effective way, which is neither of those conditions have been met.
The BBC's Jim Muir in Baghdad. Jim, thank you.
You're most welcome.